KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 70 degrees. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then again later this afternoon, a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A crowd estimated at over 100 people gathered in Atlantic City, Sunnyside Park on a warm Wednesday evening to show that they care about racial injustice and for those who protect and serve. Pastor Ben Winford with the New Life Church presided over the event.
It's never been fully extinguished, and it still rears its ugly head from time to time, if not a lot of the time.
He said also that while he prays justice is served swiftly for those who bring injustice upon others, he also prays for forgiveness for those involved and that the officers who were involved in the incident leading to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis would grieve over their actions and become better people.
And the last few days, we have watched as peaceful protests have turned violent, windows being broken, fires being set, and police officers with a target on the back. This grieves me as well. I know many of the fine men and women in blue and have worked alongside them. I have seen their hearts for their community and have watched many times as they have gone above and beyond to ensure the safety of their neighbor, both physically and emotionally.
And he says what one person does or says is not a blanket statement for those that all wear a uniform, just as what one protester does or said is not a blanket statement for those peacefully assembling, crying out for the unheard. The biggest issue, he said, is not a political issue. He said it is a heart issue.
God has made it clear that we are all created equal, that we have all been given the right to life because he has created us. And since he is creator, he gets to place the value on us. Amen. Nobody else does. And so here we are as a community that says this is enough. Enough is enough.
Winford said, I will no longer remain silent on either side.
We get mad when we hear Black Lives Matter, but in this moment in history, that's the life that matters. Yeah. Because they are oppressed. And they have experienced things that many of us here have never and will never experience.
Right. Pastor Winford asked those who could kneel to do so or bow their heads in solidarity to say to the world that Little Atlantic hears you and stands with you and that George Floyd should not have been killed and that things have got to change.
And it's my strong belief from what I read and from what I study that the only change comes through Jesus Christ working miracles in the hearts of men and women.
Afterward, those in attendance were welcome to enjoy hot dogs and bottled water at Sunnyside Park. Well, for weeks now, in-person business at City Hall in Atlantic has been off limits due to fear over the spread of COVID-19. Since things appear to be approaching the new normal, Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening said City Hall will reopen Monday, June the 8th, but with a caveat or two.
If you are sick, fever, cough, sore throat, et cetera, don't come in. If you have been exposed, do not come in. Additional business only, masks are recommended. Maintain social distance in the lobby. Basically, if you've not been to City Hall since we've redone everything, it's just kind of glassed in. We've got a nice, only one person at glass in the lobby right now. If you're waiting to come in, please keep a social distance out in the hallway. One person per family, one person police department, City Hall at the same time.
A Dropbox will remain in place for those who wish to leave paperwork for those city offices. The mayor said also he's working with Atlantic Fire Chief Tom Cappell, and as it stands right now, the 4th of July fireworks will take place July 3rd at the AMU Wellfield near the Little League Complex, which is just across the street from the KJAN studios on North Olive Street.
For some reason, if the fireworks get rained out or COVID out, whatever, the rain date will be the Friday before Labor Day.
That's September 4th, and there will be no flight breakfast this year. In other business, Mayor Jones announced that the city's parks, restrooms, and those at Chilbrook Rec Area will reopen effective at 4 p.m. on Friday. And the council approved a resolution adopting a joint 28E agreement for emergency medical services between the city, county, and Cass County Health System. Midwest Medical Transport was approved as a provider of those services at a cost of $210,000, split between the three entities in the 28E. The city's contract with Medevac Ambulance began on July 1st, 2015, and is set to end June 30th, 2020. The Iowa Department of Public Health, Montgomery County Public Health, have identified 6 cases of COVID-19 in a long-term care facility in Montgomery County. The 6 cases includes both staff and residents of the Good Samaritan Society of Villisca. According to the IDPH, an outbreak is when 3 or more cases of COVID-19 are identified among residents of a facility. The facility has notified residents and their families, and consistent with IDPH guidelines, the affected residents are in isolation and or hospitalized. Good Samaritan Society of Villisca staff are working closely with the IDPH and Montgomery County Public Health to protect the health of all the residents and staff, with additional testing of residents and staff as directed by the IDPH. And the Montgomery County Public Health Department announced also on Wednesday the first death associated with COVID-19 in the county. That was a person who was over the age of 80. Samantha Beeson, the Montgomery County Public Health Director, said they extend their sympathies to that person's family. In our funeral announcements, Gene Hackwell, age 80, of Anita, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A memorial service for Gene Hackwell will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Donald James Lundergaard, age 92, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Donald Lundergaard will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Eugene Jensen, age 89, of Creston and formerly of Fontenelle, died Monday. A celebration of life graveside service with full military rites for Eugene Jensen will be Saturday at 10:30 in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Brandon Harry, age 30, of Cumberland, died Thursday at a private family celebration of life memorial service for Brandon Harry will be held at Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The service can be viewed at 11 a.m. June the 6th on a website for the Roland website where it'll be streamed. Also, Stephen Michael Nopoulos, age 75, who's formerly of the Stewart area, died Saturday. A military graveside service for Stephen Nopoulos will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the South Oak Grove Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mildred Vandenberg, age 96, of Harlan, died May 26th. A mass of Christian burial for Mildred Vandenberg will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joyce Christensen, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Joyce Christensen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Dr. Carrie Souser, age 72, of Atlantic, died April 6th in Texas. A massive Christian burial for Dr. Carrie Souser will be held June 16th at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Joseph Hastert, age 77, of Panama, died Wednesday in Harlan. A private graveside service will be held for Joseph Hastert. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.